Good evening. You're listening to Smithers Community Radio, CICK 93.9 FM, coming from Smithers, BC. How's everyone doing out there on this snowy night? If you're in Smithers, you see this. It's beautiful. Don't do any amateur moves and leave late. You got to leave early. It's snowing. Anyway, brand new show. This is Mind Funnel. My name is Torbjorn, coming to you from unceded Kasia territory, Gitunden clan, land of the Wet'suwet'en. Thanks for joining me, brand new show. I am going to mix it up for you tonight. The idea of my show is to get some metal music out there, a little bit of punk rock and hardcore, and maybe sway into some other musical territories, whatever, you know, suits my fancy, I guess. Anyway, thanks for joining us. That first song was Moin with No to Gods, No to Sunsets, just an intro song so I could chill slowly into my new show. Very first night. Please reach out to me, tell me how it's going, what you think. And yeah, let's get back into some music here. And I will show you what I like about metal music.
Grace will take.
Okay, thanks for hanging in there. You were just listening to Zoth. In fact, I don't know how to pronounce that. Zoth, Back to the Jungle. A song that I've come to appreciate. You know, I have memories of listening to that album. The album is Interdimensional Invocations. and that is good sauna building metal. I actually have distinct memories of putting up paneling and working on the windows and the interior of the change room, my sauna, and listening to Zoth and just rocking out while I try not to stick my fingers to things and put a nail through any body parts. Before that was Raised Fist, a Swedish band with New Direction. A song has a lot of meaning to me. It was actually one of the songs that helped really start my transition into into metal and listening to heavier music that really came from punk rock and came from hardcore. And I think you'll find a lot of that out of Swedish hardcore. There's a big death metal and sort of hardcore scene in Sweden, and that's one of the big bands out of Sweden. I saw them once in Vancouver, tons of fun. And I throw them on once in a while. So, I'm gonna go into a little bit more punk rock actually, and then back into some hardcore. And I think one of the ideas of my show here, which you'll hear over the next few weeks, Mondays at 8, is that I'm gonna talk a bit about the punk rock that really gets me, you know, psyched. Like, a lot of the music I listen to is very fast. It psychs me up. I just like to feel the endorphins. Makes me feel real good. It's a big reason why I play drums. It makes me feel good. Makes me feel like you gotta move. And I kind of feel that way about a lot of punk rock and hardcore. It just really, really gets my brain running. And I don't know. It really talks to me. So, hope you can appreciate it too. I'm gonna move you on to some Propagandy. It's good Canadian boys out of Winnipeg. Back to the Motor League. Lots of swearing, so if you're anti-swearing, please look away. They're gonna say, anyway, here we go. It's Back to the Motor League.
I like my rock and roll the same. Don't give a fuck if I burn out. Don't give a fuck if I fade away. Back to the Motor League with me. Before I'm forced to face the wrath of a well-refined public who lived vicariously through tortured out his college rights for punching much of pablum. Back to the Motor League I go. Once thought I drew a lucky hand, turned out to be a live grenade. Oh my god, oh shit. Play acting and her kissing mommy's little skinheads. Death threats and single fans and winners struck a straight edge. Fuck off, who cares? I'd rather have my triptychs than listen to your bullshit. Fuck off, who cares? A bunch of stupid things, your shitty scenes, the strong men you build up to burn never ceases to amaze. And as I'm suffering a perfection, reminds me of my own race. Retrace my own debt is the real. Mouth feet, eating hats, teeny balls, Amish phone books, drunken brawls. Check it out, just
front checkouts, stock personnel.
Fuck!
Okay, a little bit of NoFX for you, throwing it back a bit. NoFX, one of my original favorite punk rock bands. Probably haven't put out a good album in a while, but I still go back to them, and I like to play their music and listen to a lot of them. I've got Pam, who's been helping me out, training me up in the studio here, and... How's that?
Yeah, that's good.
Level. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pam.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. So you listen to a lot of rock and roll.
I do listen to some rock and roll, yeah.
We listen to rock and roll today, Canadian rock and roll, in fact.
Yeah. I was getting a little bit of, my show today was all female drummers.
Cool.
Yeah, so I had some Pac AD in there of the Canadian stuff. I had some Pac AD in there, some Darlene Shrug. What else did I have that was rock and roll? Kind of some surf rocky stuff too, yeah. But it was I think I touched every genre. Kitty, the cool. London, Ontario band Kitty. Do
cool.
you know them?
No.
They're all female.
Nice, nice.
Really heavy.
I like it.
Kind of screamy stuff.
And the name of your show again is?
I digress.
That's right.
Yeah.
Cool. I like that. Yeah, I've got a couple of sort of themed shows lined up.
Mm-hmm.
For my show as well, and I'll get into that and make some more complex playlists again. First show, so thanks for tuning in. A couple of people on live stream may have dropped off, but that's fine.
You're famous.
I'm famous.
You're already famous.
Got at least one person watching me.
You're doing a great, I love your playlist.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've put a few old classic favorites in there, and
good.
This is all stuff I'm familiar with. But I think I'm going to have to mix in a lot of new music that I'm not familiar with eventually. So I got to learn as I go, right?
That's actually one of the joys of being a music host on a radio show is it actually forces you out of your comfort zones because you're looking to introduce new and Canadian music to your listeners along with the things that you love. And so this is such a nice way to start your show because it's kind of an introduction to you.
Yeah. Like, this is my calling card. These are bands that mean something to me and I can talk a bit about why I like them and what they do for me.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're chatting, I'm going to thank our silver sponsor, Babine Animal Hospital in Smithers. They're located on Railway Ave, and they will take good care of your pets. We take both our cats there, and we actually got one of our cats a rescue there, little Bailey, yes.
Bailey and what's the other cat's name?
Oso.
Bailey and Oso.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, Bailey? She's listening right now. I know she is.
Great.
Okay, let's jump back into a little bit more music.
Love
here.
It. Great.
And yes, this one is okay. There's a reason actually I chose this. This is Raised Fist again, that Swedish band, and the reason I like this one so much is because it's about being in a city of cold. And although he hates the cold, it doesn't hate it as much as P people he doesn't even know.
Yeah.
Okay. Whew. You guys still with me? Thank you. That was Death with Scavenger of Human Sorrow. That's right. Big mouth, small mind. The mind of a scavenger of human sorrow. Just hang in there. So I was trying to come up with a sort of idea for a radio show. Like, why metal? Like, why fast music? Why loud music? Again, it just gets me music. It gets me music, yes. It gets me moving, gets me thinking. And I also thought a bit about the concept of music as self-defense. Like, it makes you feel good and it helps you to think things, think through things, and tell you that it's all right to think things. It's all right to be something. It's all right to be angry, be sad, and have that conversation with yourself as you're listening to the music. And I think I listen to music a lot when I'm moving. So if I'm running, I listen to music, and especially listening to fast music when I'm running, and just getting through those tough parts, whether it's on that tough run that you just don't want to be on, or you know, a tough part of life that's just kind of kicking you in the head, and you know, music gets you back on track and just. You know, lets you think things and gives you that permission. And again, it's that the idea of music is self-defense, and you know, find that music that makes you a ninja master. I was also thinking back to when I was listening to, I think I was listening to like something like Death by Stereo in back in school, back at university, and one of my friends was like, why listen to angry music? You don't seem like an angry person. Well, I'm not. And she asked, are you angsty? You're listening to angsty music. And I was like, I think I went into self-defense mode. I was like, I don't think I'm angsty either. But now, today, I'm thinking, you know what? It's okay to be angsty, right?
Yeah!
Yeah, Pam says, yeah, it's fine to be angsty. Jeez. Seriously, ask anyone. You can be angsty. Nothing's easy, so music helps. And I hope that music helps you too. Oh boy. Sorry about that. That was that was Arch Spire with Drone Corpse Aviator, or
Drone Corpse Aviator.
I should not even try that. I actually really apologize. So a little bit of rest for you guys. Before that was Romare in the background, Quiet Corners of My Mind. And a couple more songs for you to finish it off. Canadian band, actually. Up next, we got Crystal Coffin, who is a band, a black metal band from Vancouver. And my lovely story of Crystal Coffin is I flew down from Smithers to see them in Vancouver, which is, of course, a $700 round-trip flight. And the show was $10. And then I flew right back. It was great. They were awesome. Super underground stuff. And once again, this is Mind Funnel. My name is Torbjorn. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out. See you next Monday.